Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. Welcome back. I hope everyone can hear me okay. So, as usual, we're going to take callers with a single question, one-part questions only, please, per caller on today's show. And we'll get to everybody if we can. We're going to try and make this a very good show today. For those of you struggling in the world right now, just know that there is a spiritual wave of positive energy coming into the world, which will help relieve a lot of the suffering and the uneasy feelings that are going around in the world right now. But remember, this is a time of great awakening, and this is a time where people are having to look at spiritually themselves, see what is going on that they need to heal and release it. This is one of those spiritual moments of awakening. This is known as the ascension. And the ascension is now gone into overdrive. All right, so let's go ahead and start taking our first callers for today. And don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. You can also go to our new site now, that is merlinsstaff.com, merlinsstaff.com. The links are in the description. All right, our first caller today is going to be area code 111. First three digits are 111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
First of all, thank you, Reverend, for doing the show. It's a blessing. And thank you, Reverend. Melissa, Arizona. Question.
Thank you,
Reverend. Question is that, this man, right, starts with the letter R, is he going to help with the situation over there is he going to step in there to help them, or he's going to let it ride with the law takes its effect where he doesn't get involved? Please.
Okay, I believe you called in and asked me this question before. Is that correct?
It was a different question. Concerning this question, but a different question. Yes, sir. You have
different
good memory.
Person.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Usually I don't have a very good memory, but when I have repetitive questions from the same people, sometimes that sticks in the memory a little bit more. Well, this seems very similar to the question you've asked me before, and honestly, I feel like the truth is going to come out in this manner, and I feel that the spirit has to bring it to the courts, okay? I'm feeling like if it does not reach the courts, the truth and real justice will not be served.
Yes. It's going to court, right, Ruben?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend, for your question, for letting me have a question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question.
Hello, my name is Sharon from Ohio. It's 97 degrees out here. question to you is, thanks for taking my call. I want to know if my job, I've been there, I'm on my eighth month, when I have a boss, his initials M, very military man, when am I going to be to the point where he is happy with my work?
All right, you know that this is a loaded question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know the real answer to this already?
I don't know. I can't figure him out.
Okay, I got you. Let me put it this way. Okay.
Go ahead.
You're never going to have this individual completely satisfied with your work.
There we go. Okay.
They are in a position where nothing is good enough. Nothing is ever good enough. You always have to strive and be bigger and better and this and that. Okay. So ultimately, I will say that acceptability versus satisfied are two different things in this case. Okay?
You're right.
Will the work be acceptable? Yes. Will it be everything he would have hoped for? No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that's going to happen in the next month or two? Next month or two? That he'll at least be...
Well, I'm sorry. We're only doing one question per caller on these shows. Okay. And that's okay. I don't mean to stifle you here. A lot of people try and get, you know, come in and get more than one question. And this show is about promotion, but it's also about helping those in need. And we have to get to as many people as we can. So I'm not trying to stifle you. And I know you're trying to understand your situation very well. So I bless you for that. I will say to you that the message, the true message or lesson in this, is that you cannot try and thrive to be what he expects you to be, okay? You have to do what you were meant to do, but also come in with a level of pride for your work as is.
Okay, I get it, Pat. I get it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a nice evening.
You too. All right, our next caller today is area code 812. First three digits are 573. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana. My question is, I just started talking to a guy. His name is Brent. I just wonder, what do you see for us?
Okay. And you said you just started talking to him?
Yes, as of July 7th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a little bit of a history question for your life here, okay? Have you noticed a pattern yet where people have started out strong with you, but then kind of just disappear, or the communication slows down quite a bit?
The communication has closed down a bit.
Okay. And have you noticed that with this one yet?
Well, there's something happened over the weekend. I had to clarify some things, but the reason for it is his phone. He doesn't have a phone right now. He broke his phone, but we're starting to get back on track where we had a falling out, and I had to explain and clarify things, and he's starting to communicate a lot more better now.
Okay, I got you. Very good. Well, I'm feeling positive energy from this situation, okay? And I'm feeling like this is something that the spirit brought the two of you together for a reason, okay? I feel here that there is a lesson in this for the two of you. You both have come from places of pain in the past, okay? And I believe there is a healing factor to this. The real message in this is to ride the wave and have fun with it. Don't anticipate anything. Just ride the wave and have fun with it, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller we normally would not bring on air. This is an anonymous caller. Their hand is raised in the queue, so I'm going to bring you on air. One moment, please. Okay, hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Texas, and my question is, do you see me and this other girl named Scarlett in a relationship?
Okay, and why do I sense that Scarlett's a little bit farther away from you?
because she currently is in California right now.
Well, that would explain it. Okay. I will say that there is a large interest here, and there is a good connection as far as the heart is concerned on both ends. I feel the distance is going to be a little bit of a strain, to be honest with you. I don't think it's a permanent distance, physically speaking, but I do believe it to be a little bit of a strain. And I feel that long as you keep up your end of communication, and I feel like long as you're honest with her without walking on eggshells, you'll notice a better situation in this one than you have in the last one.
Okay, so you do see it developing then.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you
for calling. You. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Once more, before we bring on our next caller, please don't forget to check out our website at MerlinStaff.com. That is MerlinStaff.com. The link for that website is within our show description, so please go over there and check it out. Our next caller today is area code 307. First three digits are 371. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Yes. Hi, Alyssa.
And
how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Go right ahead.
My question is, if you see any, like my love life, if you see any buddy coming in that's good for me, or there's somebody already in my life that should
okay.
be.
Well, I do see someone lingering in your life already, but I'm not seeing anything too heavy or significant there at the moment. Okay. I'm feeling like whoever's kind of lingering in the background just has to move on. I don't see a positive situation right now with a current person or individual in your life. I just see something kind of lingering. I see a little bit of healing that needs to happen on your end. I see some pain from your past here. Now, excuse me. Sorry, don't mean to cough in everybody's ears here. So I do see a positive new individual coming in sometime around November. I'm not sure if it's going to be the beginning of November or the middle, but somewhere in November, I see a new individual that's going to show up in your life. And I feel that this is by chance, but I also feel this is when you're going to start getting a little bit more active out there in things that you're passionate about. And it's going to come through something that you're passionate about. I don't know if it's an event, if it's something you go to, but I know that whatever it is, you're passionate at the time that you meet this individual. And it's sort of a chance meeting because you both have a very unique and good passion for whatever this thing is. I feel that this individual is going to have a little bit more together than the people that you have come across in the past. I believe this individual has a good head on their shoulders and a great heart. I also believe this person is physically fit, and I don't see any hang-ups. I do feel that there is emotional healing that needs to happen from this individual as well, stuff that may be related back to their childhood, the same as you. But I do feel that this will be a making of a great relationship for your life. And the real message from Spirit here is that you will not be alone, so do not fear being alone, okay?
I was just thinking about that today. What if I ended up alone?
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. You have a great day.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Once more, please do not forget to visit our website at MerlinStaff.com. Once more, that is MerlinStaff.com. The link is in the description. You can now schedule appointments online through our website, as well as getting all of your private readings and spiritual service needs provided through the website. Our next caller today is going to be area code 804. First three digits are 386. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Vernell, and saw the V like in Virginia, and I'm from Virginia.
Yes. Hi there. How you doing today?
Taking one day at a time.
Okay.
I've been having so many problems with my health for quite a while, and one of them is I'm overweight, and I was wondering if you might know of a way that I could get the pounds to melt off, because I'm thinking that my weight might be the cause of all of the other health issues that I'm dealing with.
Okay. Well, I will start by saying that I am not a doctor, okay?
Right.
And I am not a healthcare professional in any means, okay? But I will mention to you some things you might want to look into would be intermittent fasting or dealing with taking some turmeric water and a combination with keto, okay?
Okay.
And this is what I feel that you could look into that might benefit for you. Everybody's unique in their own way. I also hear that diligence and perseverance are going to be the two main keys to helping you upon this path. Procrastination is going to be your worst enemy, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry to cut in while you were speaking.
Well, all I'm saying to you is that I do feel that you can do this, okay, and you will be able to succeed in this manner. You just have to stay diligent and persistent. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Our next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm sorry. I'm just listening. You already answered my question.
Oh, okay. I just saw you pop in the queue. I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's okay. You okay?
Yep. Thank you. Okay. So it looks like we've gotten through all of the callers we have on the show today. So that's wonderful. Okay. I'm going to wish everyone the best of luck out there. But before we go on today's show, maybe if we get any more callers, we'll take them. But I do want to discuss with everyone something on today's show that a lot of us lose sight of, and that's having that sense of self-value, that sense of self-worth within ourselves. A lot of times we feel that without one thing or the other, we feel less valuable. We feel as if we're not valuable enough. And the real truth is that everyone was created equally, and everyone has an equal amount of value in this world. No one person is any more important or valuable than another. One moment. There we go. So no one person is any more valuable than another. And we're in a time of spiritual awakening right now. We're in a time where the Lord God, the universe, has provided us with such a great energy into the world to help us wake up, to help us see what is in our paths that we are not healing, to look past the problems in our way and to see the solutions beyond those problems to see what it is that we can do instead of looking only at what we cannot do. And know that the blessings that we need in this world, the love that we seek, the success that we seek, we are our own worst enemies when it comes to preventing ourselves from getting there. And at the end of the day, know that if that is something you are trying to achieve, if that is something that you want, God is working to help provide that for you. But also remember that we have to meet the Lord halfway. We have to trust in ourselves. We have to trust in our inner self. We have to trust in our gut. And we also have to heal our inner child, that very being within us that has traumas from our past, traumas from our childhood, traumas from our family, traumas from anywhere in this world, and even traumas from being raped, abused in any way, okay? Remember, even verbal abuse can be just as bad as rape or physical abuse. It's all in how you look at it, and it's all in the individual and how they take it. Some of us out here in the spiritual world are even more sensitive than others. Some of us are very empathic, and we absorb other people's emotions like it was nothing, and we take it on as our own. And we have to learn how to channel that and how to not allow that to be a hindrance, but more than anything, a strength. So remember, everyone out there with a great heart and a great will, that you are valuable, that you are cared about by the divine, that you are a part of the divine. For when we create something, it becomes an extension of our very being. And when the Lord created us, we became very extensions of the Lord's being. Remember that the light is with you, and always namaste, love light. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's show. We don't have any more callers for today. I'm going to go ahead and end the episode. But I wish you all love and light and peace and joy and happiness and success in all of the areas of your lives. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love and healing.